on the news line with us now. Dr. Shauna Barnhart's on the line. She's the Place Studies Program Director at the Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment at Bucknell. Good morning, Dr. Barnhart. Shauna, thank you so much for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. I just think it's so important we bring this up, and we do know there's a handful of folks around here that are waiting for this symposium each year. We're going to talk about the Sustainability Symposium coming up in a moment, but also on the line, Dr. Milton Newberry. He's the Sustainable Technology Director at the Environmental Resource Center. So, good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate this. I just think we're bringing up new topics. A lot of folks often don't think about environmental justice or the symposium, so it's important that we bring this up and talk about it. So let's start at the beginning. 9th Annual Sustainability Symposium is coming up next week, the 22nd and 23rd, on the campus of Bucknell University at the Elaine Langone Center. Shauna, tell us about the symposium that's coming up.
This will be our 9th Annual Symposium. The topic is it really too late? Hope, Agency, and Change, where we'll be looking at great research that has been happening and action that's been happening around dealing with environmental issues to figure out and talk about, reflect on what individuals, organizations can do to really affect change in the communities and where we find ourselves. We're excited to bring our keynote speaker, Sachim Hawkstorm, who will be speaking on Friday evening, the 22nd at 6:30 at the Elaine Langone Center. Sachim Hawkstorm is the hereditary chief of the Scaticook peoples, whose traditional homelands are in the Northeast, so Connecticut, Massachusetts, parts of New York State. And he'll be talking about moving beyond sustainability to really thinking about regenerative futures and thinking about what it is to really have food sovereignty and dealing with issues of justice and environment. His work that he has done is around indigenous rights, food rights, thinking about climate justice. He has led climate justice marches in the past, and he also works with the United Nations on helping to realize the Indigenous Bill of Rights through the UN.
And Dr. Newberry will have a focus at this event through the lens of environmental justice is the description. So that's sort of the mindset behind this title, Hope, Agency, and Change. Reiterate to our audience when we're talking about environmental justice in this conversation what we're talking about and how the symposium will focus on that.
Well, in the context of environmental justice for the symposium, typically it means talking about the policy that is implemented regarding all voices being at the table, discussing the rights to land, use of water and other resources, and making sure everybody is heard. And so here at the symposium on April 22nd, April 23rd, we're trying to highlight the research and creative works that students, faculty, staff, and from Bucknell as well as from the region are conducting regarding this work and trying to bring out the voices of the people of the region, because it is very important to realize that with the planet going through radical change, it's going to affect us locally. And it's important for our researchers to get the voices out of the local people and then let the world know the impact it's having on them.
Well, I think over the past 2 years, we've been trying to make the best of the pandemic, one of which was to make sure that we were talking about individual groups or races or parts of society who were impacted more significantly by the pandemic than others. I mean, maybe the elderly would just be the first one that comes to mind, but certainly poor or BIPOC or whatever you want to, whichever you want to break out and say. When we have this conversation about environmental justice, sometimes we have to think hard to find out who's going to be impacted, or in this case, who was more significantly impacted in the past. If we have radical hope for the future, what do we do? What is a change that we could make or an attitude that we could have in the future that will address the fact that environmental justice has got to be brought up and talked about?
first and foremost, it's what you're saying. It's the conversations we're having to have. We have to be comfortable with getting uncomfortable. We're having these conversations to make sure that everyone is heard. As you just said, that the elderly are heard. In the context of what's happening with the planet, not only do they have to struggle with the pandemic, but as we're having various changes in our weather patterns, you're getting wetter storm, stronger storm events, wetter events, and then also when it's dry, it becomes hotter, and the elderly typically are people who have to deal with those extreme weather events. And so it's important to make sure that we hear them out, as well as people from low to middle income households, to make sure that they are dealing with the ramifications of that. That's the first step in that context, the conversation. And from there, it's thinking about what can we do for changes at the local level and make changes at the state, regional, and national level, and call on our politicians to make sure that they hear our voices and enact the change that we need to try to push back against this trajectory that we're going in.
Sean, I'll just boil it all the way down to hope, agency, and change. I should have just said that the first time. Go ahead, Shauna.
Now, I was going to say also, you know, you brought up the term of radical hope, Mark, and, you know, to think about the context of the world that we're in and the environmental changes that we're seeing, as Milton was laying out, it can be radical to have hope. Hope itself can be a radical act to imagine a different future and to think about ways that we can get there together and how individuals can have a role in that. Like, that in and of itself is one of the ideas that we want to kind of, you know, think about with this idea of, you know, having radical hope, that hope itself can be radical.
Maybe just the word agency is sufficient if you can just make sure that that's talked about. When we're having a conversation about agency, maybe we'll use Dr. Newberry's word, Shauna, we're just talking about it, making sure that everybody's at the table. So how, walk us through this title then that we have, Hope, Agency, and Change. Shauna, I'll ask you to do that. Hope, agency, and change. Sure. And, well, of course, is it too late? Hope, agency, and change, Shauna.
You know, walking through that title, again, having hope itself can be a radical act. And so thinking about being able to envision new and different futures is a way of expressing hope that things can be different. You know, agency, the idea that we as individuals can have a role and can you know, do more than hope, that we actually have the ability to, you know, to use the skills that we have available to us and working with others to then, you know, using that agency to actually affect change. So starting with hope, envisioning those new and different futures, realizing that we as individuals have a role to play in moving from hope to action and then actually acting upon it to affect those changes.
Milton, you wish to elaborate on that, this idea of making sure, you know, just guaranteeing systematically everybody's at the table.
I think Dr. Warhart did a great job of explaining it, but just to break it down for everyone out there, we're trying to, with this conference, move people from awareness to action in the context of environmental justice and social justice. And so it's important for everyone to learn, to be able to change and feel that they're confident in doing so, and then seeing the pathways to making that change happen.
Now, what are some of the, let's walk through the schedule. Well, let me reset the show here. We're talking to Dr. Milton Newberry. He's at Bucknell University, and he is the Sustainable Technology Director at the Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment, which is a place. It's more than just a think tank. It's a place with some displays and workspaces and so on. And Dr. Shauna Barthart is on the line, Place Studies Program Director at the Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment. We're talking about the 9th Annual Sustainability Symposium, which is next Friday and Saturday. Who wants to tell us, sort of walk us through the schedule, what's going to be happening Friday and then Saturday?
On Friday, we'll kick it off with the keynote address from Sachin Hochstorm, who will be talking to us about moving from sustainability to really regenerative futures, and thinking about the role of individual action within that. Sachin Hochstorm is the hereditary chief of the Scaticook peoples from New England, and he does a lot of work in environmental justice, climate justice, food justice spaces. And then from there, we'll have on Friday evening our poster session, and we have this year over 50 posters that encompass research as well as poetry and creative works that are going to be shared. And we have we're excited to announce that it's this year's sustainability symposium between the poster sessions and the oral presentations that we have that we have 12 universities and organizations represented that are participating. And so on Saturday morning, then we have we're starting off at 10 a.m. with a plenary panel discussion about a radical hope through food. And so we'll be talking to some folks from our area who do work related to food injustice. And so we will have Allison Hess from Geisinger talking to us about the Fresh Food Pharmacy. We'll have Joe Deedle from the Dreamcatcher Farm talking to us about the work that he's doing to grow organic food to address food insecurity and health in our area. And then we'll be talking to Kurt Nelson, who is chaplain at Bucknell, who works with students and looking at and dealing with food insecurity in Baltimore, and then Teresa Dollar, who is a student who's done volunteer work in these spaces as well.
All right, we've got to stop
there,
you there.
We'll have our oral sessions covering a range of topics, including cli-fi, so climate fiction and dystopia stories, and looking at how to teach sustainability in these issues in the times that we're in.
Well, thank you both so much for this. We invite folks to go to the website where you can get more information, which is, bucknell.edu, and you can then search their sustainability symposium. We have the links posted at WKOK.com. We'll add those to our interview podcast so folks can click right through there. But Google Bucknell Sustainability Symposium, and you'll land right on it. Thank you both so much for all you're doing and for this forward thinking. I hope to see you next week, and I hope a lot of folks are intrigued and will appear there. Thank you.
Thank you.
To both appreciate it. Dr. Shauna Barnhart, Place Studies Program Director at the Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment, and Dr. Milton Newberry, Sustainable Technology Director at that center. 9th Annual Sustainability Symposium is next Friday night and during the day Saturday. Is it too late? Hope, agency, and change.